Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
It is Bastille Day, the 14th of July, so we're injecting a little bit of French into your airwaves. We hope you enjoy this one. This is Louane, who actually won The Voice in France.
Ooh, ooh la la!
She is the protagonist of a fantastic film called La Famille Bélier.
I'm going to go out and check that out now.
Yeah, about a girl who is raised in a deaf family and she has a passion for singing. So it's heartbreaking because her family can never experience her talent.
Oh my God, that is heartbreaking.
Anyway, this is the song at the very end of the film. We hope you enjoy it. This is Je Vole.
Adults.
Yes, it is time for How to Adult, and we have a special guest here today who is an osteo. Because we put it to the socials, we put it to Facebook, we put it to Instagram, we put it to Twitter, and we asked, what are we going to do for our last How to Adults? Our last show, we want some adulting advice.
And we had some fantastic suggestions about dental checkups. What else did we have, Julia?
We had maybe you can do some gender role switching and mow some lawn.
Yeah, that was a really good idea. Or trying to stay awake during a movie.
Doing your taxes.
Oh, which yes.
Which is something that we sort of covered the other week when we had Claire in, who is a tax accountant, of all things.
And we try to get in contact with actually having a dental nurse come in and give us a bit of a checkup and say who had the better dental hygiene.
Just on your casual Saturday morning, they've got nothing else to do. Why not rock up into the studio and help us out? Check out our cavities.
But unfortunately, all of them were booked up, so instead we took it a different way.
Fortunately, well, unfortunately for Sam, she's been having some back pain issues.
Yes, I am tired, I get headaches, I feel like my shoulders hurt, lots of issues.
But fortunately, we have an osteo on speed dial, so we're welcoming to the show Hayley. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Hayley.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling in so early, because Sam is having a bit of issues. She's experiencing a lot of pain in your back. Sam, can you describe what's going on?
Okay, so I feel like I'm constantly tired. I know that I don't get enough sleep and I don't drink enough water. I have back aches and shoulder pain and neck aches, and I usually get headaches through my temples. So what can I do? I've got a few different things here that I can use. Like, I've got a tennis ball. I've got sort of a spiky ball. I have a little...
an octopus-type massaging little object.
With eight little tentacles, you know, for massaging. And I also have a towel. So what can I do?
So they're already perfect things for dealing with, like, upper back pain. And a lot of your neck pain will actually come from your upper back and, like, poor posture. So things like rolling up your towel into a cylinder and lying on it, getting to stretch that out is pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to try it now. So I'm rolling it up into the towel. I'm going to lie on the floor, all right? Julia, you'll have to commentate for me.
All right. Sam is putting her headphones off.
All right, it's on the floor.
She's on the floor.
Yeah.
She's putting it in her lower back. Now, should she put it horizontally or vertically, Hayley?
She's put it vertically and put it up on your upper back.
Put it on her upper back.
Between the shoulder blades?
Between the shoulder blades, Hayley?
Between the shoulder blades.
Excellent. Okay. Now, should she just lie there as a dead fish, Hayley, or she should move around a bit?
Uncomfortable. No. So what she should do is take her arms and put them out at about a 90-degree as straight as possible.
Sam, put your arms at a 90-degree angle. As straight as possible. She's trying to figure out where 90 is. It's been a long time since we've done maths. All right, now she looks like a dead fish. What she should do?
So you should literally lie there for about 1 to 5 minutes.
Okay, so we'll leave her here and I'll
stretch everything out. Yeah.
Okay, and in terms of maybe the spiky ball, what could Sam do with that?
So in a similar sort of position, she can kind of work through the muscles of her upper back.
Can I help her with that? If she can't reach her, if she can't reach some of the parts of her back.
So it works best on body weight. So you can either like stand up against a wall and do that, or you can do it on the ground. It's probably easier on the wall, probably a little less aggressive.
Okay, I'm going to try it on the wall.
So I'm going to stand against the wall. Now she's just, she's getting into a wall sit and she looks like she's in pain. Is this what's supposed to happen, Hayley? Is she supposed to be wincing?
My knees hurt.
Yes. So spiky balls are not the funnest, but they work really well.
Excellent. And what about the tennis ball? Can that be helpful as well?
Yeah, so tennis ball works exactly the same as a spiky ball, but like Sam, obviously sounds like she doesn't like a spike,
no more.
So it works out a little bit gentler.
Okay, I'll try that one too.
Okay, she's going up to the wall. And back into the wall sit position.
It still hurts.
No, she can't even get down into a squat. So how long should she be in pain for, Hayley, until she's seeing some actual results?
You'd be surprised. So if you're using your muscles correctly, you might find that you're probably sore using that all the time because it's giving you a good stretch and a good kind of massage.
Yeah. Well, is there things I can do as a preventative measure or before, like when I wake up in the morning or before I type and have bad posture?
So it would be a lot of, like, making sure that you watch your posture. You can get certain, like, little exercises that you can do to kind of strengthen certain muscles that don't work as well when you have poor posture.
Okay. So
overall exercise. Yeah.
Regular dose of stretching. See, I don't think I'm adult enough to do that.
Yeah, a lot of people are, don't worry.
Oh, brilliant, Hayley. Well, thank you so much for your tips, and thanks for being available on call today as our osteo.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Hayley.
Well, Sam, you've got a bit of homework to do, and we're going to give you a bit of a song to do it with, mm-hmm. and injecting a little bit of French, well, okay, let's just say French-Canadian, we're going to have some Celine Dion. Here is All By Myself.
Adults.
That's right, we're going round two of How to Adults.
Yes, and this time we are going to be setting up a dinner display, which was a suggestion by somebody on our Instagram, I think, or was it Facebook?
I think it was Facebook.
On our Facebook. So being an adult means that, you know, you want to have good food, good conversation, good friends, and I think hosting a dinner party definitely means you're an adult, and we're going to give it a go today. I've got a selection of different stuff. I've got napkins. I've got little candles, but no fire candles. They're just fake ones. Pine cones, flowers, plates and stuff. So it's a selection of different stuff with different colours. And we're going to see whether we can put it together and make it a fantastic display and show off how we are as adults. Okay, Julia, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right. Are we going to do it at the same time or?
I reckon I'll go first.
Okay. All right. So Julia is going to go first.
So I can just choose anything I like?
You can choose anything and I'm going to give you.
Do I get a score out of 10?
Yes. You've got to get colours. You've got to get shapes. You've got to get.
Colours and shapes?
Yeah. And I want you to set up one dinner display or two. Okay. Would you say two or one? What do you think?
I'm going to say one.
One? Yep. Okay, one dinner
Express
setting,
dinner.
And then you've got to do like a table display, a middle of the table display.
Oh, No, I'll leave that to Mum. That's her territory.
No, you've got to do it. You've
we'll
got
try,
to do
we'll
it.
We'll try an adult like Mum.
Okay. All right. All right, you ready?
Ready. We're going to go in now.
All right. So, she's picked. Oh, okay. We've got a table runner, which has got lots of flowers on it. Oh, nice. Going slightly off the table there, Julia. Oh.
There's enough room. Okay.
This looks good so far. I wonder what colours she's going to pick now. So we've got a bit of reds and blues.
Always like the candles.
Oh, so she has a stained glass.
How do we light these candles?
Well, you got to work it out. There we go. You just flick the switch at the bottom.
Flick the switch.
So we've got a few candles. We've got a middle display, a red middle display. And we've got some more candles. So we've got four candles overall, all spread out in a nice, even
line. Are they
line.
In proportion?
Yeah, they look pretty good. Well, it's up to you. I'm your competitor. I'm not going to give you any advice.
This is perfect dinner setting for 9 a.m., almost 10 a.m.
Oh, lovely. Oh, so you've gone a different angle than I would. Oh, a big candle.
A candle in the middle?
A big candle, kind of bigger than the actual.
We're going with a bit of a rustic thing. Vibe because I feel like this could rustic. Be almost a Christmassy. What are these things? Pine cones?
Pine cones, yes. Mini pine cones.
Let's put them in the middle.
And they're in between the candles.
Oh, there's not enough. Oh, yes, there is.
Yes, there are. There's okay. six candles, six pine cones. Oh, how nice. Now you've got to set up the plate and
there's no time
cutlery.
For the plate. There's no room.
Well, then you fail part of it. You've got to do it. Ready? 10, 9, 8... 7.
I'm going to break something here.
6. 5.
Move your hand.
4. 3. 2.
Too many calories.
That's a sport.
Oh, all right. Well,
we need a bigger table.
We've got video proof of that. What would you say, Julia?
I would say that's exceptional for a radio studio because we are not even allowed to have food in here. So, you know, we only need the table run. We don't need the placemats. We don't need anything else.
Let's just see how I go with it. And we'll see who's better at this.
Okay.
I'm so let's move all the cutlery when it comes to this. All right. So you got to put it all back.
Yep. It's very exciting.
Yes. And then I think I know what I want
to
do.
Well, that's unfair because now you've got extra time to think about what you're going to do instead.
I know. That's why maybe I should have gone first. I feel like it was a bit unfair.
There's always going to be someone with a bit more of an advantage.
Maybe we should have gone at the same time so we could steal each other's stuff.
Yes.
We'll have to do that next time.
Okay. I'm leaving the candles lit for you, so that's been an advantage as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. We're ready to swap over. Here we go. Sam is in the house.
I'm deliberately trying to sabotage Sam and put the table runner behind in the studio.
What? There it is. I couldn't even
find it where it was. Okay, you ready?
Sam, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. You have 1 minute.
I'm just setting up like one spot and then a middle display. Here we go.
There's a blue placemat.
Fancy cutlery.
Hopefully so fancy.
I put this the right way around. I always seem to put my knives and forks the wrong way
around.
So
she's got spoon, then fork, then knife, then plate.
I feel like that's the right setting, but here we go.
Okay.
All right, we've got... Hey, you can't try and move it. That doesn't work.
And a coaster.
We've got a coaster.
Because we're making sure we're not putting any marks on the on the drinks or on the table. It's a very Christmassy napkin.
Uh-huh, it is very Christmassy. I'm going to use a napkin as, like, my middle tablecloth thing. Here we go.
I feel like we need some backing music for this.
Lace thing. And then, I'm going to do flowers. We've got some flowers, so I'm going to get the flowers going.
Excellent.
And then I'm going to have a bit of display with the candles.
Mm-hmm.
Two on either side, because we imagine that there's one on the other side. It's like a reflection.
Okay.
We've got...
So you also own all of these utensils, so you have already thought about this.
I know, I brought them all in. It's really unfair.
Who are you eating with? Because there's only one placemat. And you've gone over a minute.
What?
You're done.
Okay, I'm done. There we go. But we're only setting up the middle display and one setting, so I feel like I did that well.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I didn't listen to any of the instructions, so I clearly cannot adult.
All right. Well, we need to work out who is winning. So I'm going to ask Imogen, who is our producer.
Producer Imogen, can you come into the microphone?
What do you think? Come on over.
Come
Tell
on down.
Who's the better one? It's definitely me.
Okay. Look, I'm going to have to say, Jules.
Yes.
We got to see more of your actual setting. It was larger. It was more extravagant.
Yes.
But Sam, I think yours was more coordinated.
Yeah! Well, she had more time to think about it. That's all fair.
She did.
I'm so competitive.
You had an advantage, but what would a dinner party be without planning? So
exactly.
Very,
exactly.
Very true.
There we go. I feel like that's unfair. See, you're my friend. I just feel like I don't like being competitive.
Take the victory,
with you.
Sam.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
I won. There we go.
That concludes our final How to Adult here on Sin. It's bittersweet, Sam, because it is our last ever show here on FM on Get Serial Saturdays.
Yeah, that's it for us, which is really sad.
We've got to say goodbye, though, with songs, of course. So here's a little bit of a compilation of our faves because we couldn't really pick one, right?
Yeah, it was a bit difficult.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
Time to say goodbye.
Nikki Webster there?
I know, I just chucked her into the mix.
Yes, I love it.
I feel like I'm someone who's easily influenced by songs, so all those songs, goodbye songs, is terribly, terribly sad. But we thought to wrap it up, we would list our favourite moments. And I think two of my favourite moments, I'm only picking two, one of them was our Will Smith interview. Because
that was one of mine.
That was fantastic because I've never felt more supported and comfortable and happy stepping into a show. I thought that was amazing. And I just felt so happy with that. And my second one was pranking our parents because I've never done that before. And I thought it was so much fun. on, and again, felt so supported 100% of the way, and I'm so glad I have a partner like you, Julie.
Aw, thanks, Sam. Likewise. I enjoyed wrapping up our entire show in 60 seconds with one of our videos on Get Serial.
Oh, that was fun. Yes.
On Facebook, yeah. That was a lot of fun. You've taken the words out of my mouth. I love doing the Real Will Smith interview. I loved calling our mums pretending to be one another.
Yes.
That was certainly... that got a bit of backlash back at home.
I know, it did. We got told off for it. But I feel like all the videos, all the pictures, you know, the fact that we could do this and strengthen our friendship, the late nights, the dancing in the studio, the laughs, the planning, all of that.
Yeah. It's been a lot of work, but it's been so much fun, and we thank you so much for all of the support that you guys have given us throughout the show. You know, we see all the comments and you guys reaching out. So, yeah, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, and you guys have been 100% part of this ride.
Yeah, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. And to the same things we normally say, we handpick our songs so you can check them out on Twitter. You can have a look at our socials at Get Serial on Facebook. We've got lots of videos up there, and we're going to be posting a video of what would it be? Little snippets of something, Julia, yeah?
Yeah, earlier in the show, we actually also spoke to a psychic. Mm. So we got some tech support because we thought psychics will probably try and keep us on the line, and that will be very costly. So
yes.
What if we ask tech support to speak to a psychic and they are definitely not interested in talking to us?
So yes.
We've got a bit of that. We're also going to put a bit of a highlights reel up on our Facebook and Instagram pages there if you want to check out the feeds at Get Serials where you can go.
Mm.
Or you can also see where we were chatting about cockroach milk of all things.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff there that you can check out if you want to catch up. And of course, there's the podcast. If you want to search for Get Serial, where the Saturday show, you can find on iTunes, Spotify, Omni, or your favorite podcasting app.
Yeah, definitely. So we will definitely miss you guys so much. Thank you for 100% of your support all along this fantastic journey, and we hope to be back.
Thanks, guys. Keep it sin.
Bye.